2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Management Minute Home Team Podcast, the podcast for those outcasts working at home during the global pandemic. This podcast is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. Our goal is to make working at home work for you. My name is Scott Hammond. I'm a professor of management, a consultant, and an author. And since working at home has changed life for all of us, this podcast is aimed at providing good ideas about how to keep your team working while you're at home. While the COVID-19 pandemic is schooling the entire planet and touching every country and every culture, a cultural lens can help us understand why people are behaving differently towards it. Now, I'm trying to understand this, and I think the cultural lens is a really good way to do it. A few years ago, Danny Damron, Christopher Lichty, and I wrote a book called The Peach and the Coconut, A Leader's Guide to Culture. This is not a shameless promotion of the book. It's just a way to help us understand why people are behaving differently. Of course, you can go out and buy hundreds of copies and make me rich and make me very happy. But here's some ideas from that book that may help you understand a little bit about why people are behaving differently around this pandemic. Now, most books about culture are for cultural anthropologists, and they're packed with a lot of technical terms, and they're not very fun reads. We tried to write a book about culture that would help people understand culture in real time, in real ways, for managers, for normal people, so that you can apply that cultural lens to behavior. And I'm going to do that a little bit in today's podcast. So, you know, our basic premise for this book is that there are two kinds of people in the world. This is way oversimplified, okay? But there are peach people and there are coconut people. Peach people are rules-oriented. Okay, peaches are people who are very soft on the outside. We're easy to get to know. I'm a peach person. We're easy to get to know. We're kind of really friendly. There's a very thin skin. And then lots of sweet fruit. And that goes right to a pit. And when you hit that pit, those are the things that you don't talk about in public. Those are the things that you don't talk about with anyone sometimes. Those are those inner circle, inner secrets, those things that are at the core of the middle. Peach people are very much rules-oriented, and I'll explain that in a few minutes. What about coconut people? Well, coconut people have a soft shell in the middle, but the outer shell is very, very hard, right? The outer shell, if you can get through it, and not everybody does, most people don't, it's very hard to get through, then you have a center that is liquid, that you can go anywhere. My friends from France are coconuts. It took a long time to break through and get a friendship with them, but you know what? We are friends for life. They are so loyal, and they will talk about anything with me. So anything goes. Well, let's look at cultural dimensions. How do you separate these out? How do you kind of separate it out, peach people and coconut people? And I'm going to talk about four cultural dimensions today. There are lots of cultural dimensions. We mentioned, I think, seven or eight of them in our book. But let me talk first a little bit about universalism and particularism. And these are cultural dimensions. Now, the peaches of the world are universalists. I'm a universalist. We follow the rules. We expect rules to save us. We expect rules to help us. We expect rules to get us through this pandemic. And so we want to know what the rules are. We want to know exactly how far we have to stand from somebody. We want to know exactly when we should wear a mask. We want to know exactly how many people can be in the groups that we're in. We want to know all of those things. And we have a lot of faith that those rules are going to be the things that will save us in the end. The coconuts are the people who are more focused on relationships, remember? And they are called particularists. They have faith in family, in relationships, in people, in customers, in friends. And those are the people that are going to get them through the pandemic. And so they're going to say, you know, I want to connect with people. I want to be part of something. And those are the people that are going to give me the advice and the help to get through something. I experienced this at a hardware store a few days ago. I was standing in line. Everyone was supposed to be 6 feet apart. There were lines where we were supposed to stand. We had our masks on. You couldn't get within 6 feet of the person taking your money. They were standing behind plexiglass panels. And it, you know, it was very impersonal. I was buying something, a power tool of some kind, and a gentleman came up to me and stood right next to me, 2 feet from me. I was very nervous, but you couldn't see this on my face because, guess what? I had a mask on. And he started asking me about the power tools and engage in chatty kind of conversation. And normally I would have been flattered by this, but I didn't want to do this in the COVID-19 world. And yet he's got a big smile on his face, no mask, right? And is trying to engage me and chat with me. And he was also from a different culture, a culture that I think privileges that particularism, those relationships over my culture, which wants to be rules oriented. So he was chatting with me and trying to connect with me and trying to be very, very nice. And that was his way of dealing with things. There's another cultural dimension that's important, and that's individualism versus collectivism. Individualists are people whose identity, are the core of their identity, is at an individual level. Collectivists are people whose core identity is with a group. So, for example, the collectivists in Japan identify very much by their neighborhood. You don't come from a street address. In Japan, you come from a neighborhood address, and people get together and have neighborhood festivals and neighborhood parties, and they all kind of connect and know with their neighbor. They're part of a collective and a collectivist culture. Individualists, on the other hand, are kind of responsible for their own behavior, and that's what they're saying in this global pandemic. Remember, these are the peaches, right? They all, well, I'm responsible for my own behavior. It's me. It's about me. It's about my individual rights. It's about my individual compliance or not. Versus collectivists that are saying, I got to do what's right for the community. I got to protect my neighbors and my friends and all of the people around me. Those are the people I connect with, and I have to protect them. And my first responsibility is to them. Versus the individualists, particularly the radical individualists, who say, my first responsibility is to me. But a third dimension, a third cultural dimension, is achievement-oriented cultures versus ascription-oriented cultures. Now, the achievement-oriented cultures are kind of the peach cultures. They don't care really where you came from or who you are, but if you achieved the status of being an expert, if you achieved the status of being a board-certified surgeon, then you are somebody to be admired. Versus the ascription-oriented, the coconut people are not so interested in your achievements, but about who you are, what tribe you're from, what space you're from, what country you're from, what gender you are, maybe. Some of those kind of things are ascription-oriented cultures. The peaches are, again, the achievement-oriented people, and they're going to listen to trained experts and privilege those voices and say, you know, it's the experts that we have to listen to. Those are the important people. The ascription-oriented culture are not going to pay as much attention to the experts, but they're going to listen to the people they trust, the people who are identified as the leader of the tribe, the leader of the party, the leader of the congregation. Those are the people that they trust, the leader of the community, the government official that's closest to me. Those are going to be the people they trust. They don't care so much about the expertise. They care more about that closeness and that connection. And so remember, the peach-oriented people are rules-oriented, and they're going to want experts. The coconut people are ascription-oriented, and they are going to want the people who are closest to me. There's kind of a fourth cultural dimension that I think is really helpful here. It would be monochronic versus polychronic, people who deal with time in different ways. Monochronic cultures are peach-oriented cultures. They kind of do one thing at a time. They see time as a linear kind of a progression, and so they want to follow a schedule. They want to follow a timeline. Well, in this pandemic, those are the people who are saying, tell us what to do. Give us a deadline. When is it going to be over? When do we hit that curve? When do we do this? Then when do we go to the next phase? What do we do in each of those phases? They want a timeline. They want to do things right, in the right way, in the right order. That's a monochronic culture, a peach-oriented culture, a rules-oriented culture. But people who are in the more coconut cultures are polychronic. They do lots of things at a time. And they're the ones who say you can never cross the same stream twice, the same river twice. And so they're the ones that are saying things will never be normal again. This is the new normal. We're going to live in a different kind of a world, and we're going to have to figure out what kind of a world we live in and focus on that. Well, those are some ideas about how the different cultural dimensions may help you through the COVID crisis and kind of look at this in a way that through a cultural lens. And I think they're helpful in the sense that it helps me understand why some people wear masks, some don't, why some people stand next to me and need to be close to me and others don't. And it helps you understand why compliance is important. The truth of the matter is the virus doesn't understand anything about human culture, and it behaves the way it behaves. And we are still, from a complex problem perspective, trying to figure out how it behaves. And it may be a long time after this particular pandemic that we really understand whether what we did was effective or not. With that, I want to thank you for listening. This is the 19th broadcast that we've done, the 19th podcast, and we're doing them because we're getting a response from you. You seem to be very interested, and we appreciate that a lot. Each of our podcasts are designed to support you and your working at home, and we'd really like to hear from you. We want to know what's working for you, what's not working for you. We've had a number of really nice emails from people describing their situations. Please send us an email or any suggestions you might have directly to me at scott.hammond@usu.edu. That's scott.hammond@usu.edu. This podcast is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. In this dynamic business world, in the dynamic economy, in the dynamic world, one investment that's really going to pay off for you is education. So think about learning and continuing to learn, growing and continuing to grow. Consider an online MBA at the Huntsman School of Business. That's where I teach, and I really, really enjoy that. You can work at home. You can grow anywhere. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.